In the rural Midwest, the number of people who believe in climate change is growing, but it can still be a touchy subject. For Harvest Public Media, Marley Baldridge went in search of the creative ways people bring up climate change in conversation without saying those words.
Mark Junker usually helps clean up hazardous waste sites with the Sac and Fox Tribal Nation of Missouri in Kansas and Nebraska's Environmental Department. But today, he'll drive 6 hours between Kansas, Iowa, and his home in Falls City, Nebraska, delivering flyers that summarize regional climate change to tribal clinics and facilities.
Sometimes pays to make the drive.
Hello.
Hello, how are you guys today?
Good, how are you?
Well, I brought some more. I started making them after seeing how they were done at the Wind River Reservation, and I thought it would be something to be useful for the four Kansas tribes to have as a reference tool, a decision-making tool.
He's in Hiawatha, Kansas today, in Brown County, home to nearly 10,000 people, and 61% of them believe in global warming, according to Yale's Program on Climate Change Communication. This challenges the stereotype that, in flyover country, folks don't believe in climate change. As Paula Dennison and anyone else who's lived in a rural place can tell you, it's not that simple.
No, not at all.
Dennison is the assistant city manager of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Most people believe in global warming here, just like in Hiawatha. Not that everyone would call it that.
Oh, we talk about it, but no, we don't. We don't use the term climate change.
It's hard for her to describe what Oklahomans view. But when she talks about climate change in terms of what people can do and connects them to resources, Dennison finds that folks are much more likely to buy into a solution than a problem. She's not the first one to figure this out.
When was the last time you heard a whippoorwill at night? How many hoot owls do you hear at night as opposed to how many you used to hear? You know, things like that to get people to think about, well, yeah, you know, things have changed a lot in a relatively short amount of time.
Jane Ellen Ross hosts living history workshops, like how to make medicine from plants, near her home in Huntsville, Arkansas. Huntsville has a population of a little more than 2,300 people, and more than half believe in global warming. She says that when people talk about the past, they don't realize they're talking about the effects of climate change. This spring, the Missouri River flooded parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. Junker says that people in the area were calling it a 100-year flood, except that the label doesn't really mean anything anymore.
It's like you're having a 100-year flood happening every 5 or 6 years.
The most recent National Climate Report says that because rural communities depend more on the land but have fewer resources, like extensive infrastructure or political clout or less affluent, the people that live there face what's called the climate gap. That means that people may need to drive 30 miles to recycle their glass and plastic. It might mean that they don't have reliable internet to even find out about recycling programs in the first place. To close the gap, Junker, Ross, and Dennison feel the answer is to keep talking, however possible. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Marley Baldridge.